The Last Precinct by Patricia Cornwell. Copyright 2000 by Cornwell Enterprises, Incorporated. This recording of the full-length reading of The Last Precinct was published by arrangement with G.P. Putnam's Sons, a member of Penguin Putnam, Incorporated, and was produced in 2000 by Books on Tape, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Books on Tape, Incorporated. This book is read by Kate Redding. Dedication. To Linda Fairstein, prosecutor, novelist, mentor, best friend. This one's for you. Prologue. After the fact. The cold dusk gives up its bruised color to complete darkness, and I am grateful that the draperies in my bedroom are heavy enough to absorb even the faintest hint of my silhouette as I move about packing my bags. Life could not be more abnormal than it is right now. "I want a drink," I announce as I open a dresser drawer. "I want to build a fire and have a drink and make pasta. Yellow and green broad noodles, sweet peppers, sausage. Le pappardelle de Cantunzane. I've always wanted to take a sabbatical, go to Italy, learn Italian, really learn it, speak it, not just know the names of food. Or maybe France. I will go to France. Maybe I'll go there right this minute," I add with a double edge of helplessness and rage. "I could live in Paris, easily." It is my way of rejecting Virginia and everybody in it. Richmond Police Captain Pete Marino dominates.